The North Carolina House has passed a bill banning the removal of Confederate monuments on state property unless the General Assembly passes a bill giving their okay. The measure now waits for a signature or veto from Governor Pat McCrory. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
The bill grants this protection to all monuments, plaques, really anything deemed an object of remembrance on state grounds. Supporters say the measure isn't just about Confederate monuments. But Representative Kelly Alexander, a Democrat from Mecklenburg County, questions the timing.
It comes after the killings in Charleston. It comes after the Confederate flag has come down in Columbia.
And it comes during a time when Confederate monuments are being defaced, at least three here in Mecklenburg alone, and more people are calling for Confederate monuments to be moved or replaced. Another Democrat, Rick Glazier of Cumberland, tried to change minds by changing groups. What if these were statues of brave German soldiers, but in a post-World War II Jewish community?
And what they see isn't a German soldier, but they see visions of the Holocaust.
But those arguments didn't sway the House. When Speaker Tim Moore announced the vote, it wasn't close.
70 having voted in the affirmative and 39 in the negative. Senate Bill 22 passes its third reading and sent to the governor.
The governor has not said whether he will sign or veto the bill. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.